The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So my wife Jody is here, looking lovely.
Thank you.
Nothing dresses up a hoodie.
Shut it.
Like some hoop earrings. I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. These little hoops. Mm. But you know, one of the things that that I love about Jody is that when we go to the beach or the pool, we're at the beach and the pool. Yeah. She's not putting on makeup and, mm-hmm. and jewelry and heels and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, some women, like at that apartment you used to live at, Riggins, I know the women would wear high heel shoes out there sometimes. My.
It's like a fashion show.
Yeah. Ooh, wee.
Yeah, so, you know.
No.
I always cringe if I see someone, you know, at a pool not wearing pool footwear.
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, yeah. It's uncomfortable. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You don't need to be impressing people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she just goes just straight up. This is me. Beach day.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we be at the beach, if we're not going out to dinner or anything for a few nights, neither one of us puts on makeup the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Where were we the other day? And you said, I can't believe I'm out here with no makeup.
Oh, my gosh. We met a listener. It was in New Bern. We were having breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked like, ugh. And we had gone on a walk. I had no makeup on. I mean, I looked like trash. And she came over and asked if he was TJ. And I'm like, I said, I'm so sorry I look like this. I straight up apologized. And she didn't say, oh, you look fine. She goes, it's okay.
Oh.
And I was like, oh no, I'm so ugly. We got to go. I got to go put on some minimal makeup.
She said, oh, it's okay. I've already eaten.
Did she want to take a picture or anything?
No. She was precious.
No, obviously not.
Yeah, she's like,
I would, but I don't want her in it.
Put my phone in my pocket. Scratch that.
All right, so one of Jody's favorite celebrities is in one of our stories today, and I want to ask all of y'all's opinion about something that she did that seemed like it was supposed to be a nice gesture, but I think it could lend itself to being the opposite.
Ooh.
It wouldn't help the people she was trying to help. It would actually, you know, make their lives more complicated. So we'll get into that next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. So my wife Jody is here. Love that.
That's fun.
I wish we could afford to have her every day, but.
No. You cannot afford it.
No. Rupert Murdoch couldn't afford that. So one of Jody's favorite celebrities at the moment is Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny. What is it called? It's Bunny XO or something. It's her official name. Jody likes Bunny.
I do love Bunny.
Now, was it you asking me the other day about Bunny's backstage meet and greet thing, Riggins? And I told you that. How much was it, Jody, to meet Bunny backstage? Was it like $500?
Yeah.
$500?
Well, that was last summer. I bet it's more now.
Yeah. So she goes to Jelly Roll's concerts and all sometimes in her tour bus. It's pink and stuff. Uh-huh. And we found this out when we met Jelly Roll in Omaha, that there is a special meet and greet for Bunny fans, and they buy the passes online, and it was $500, and you should have seen the line of people who had bought those tickets waiting to get in there and meet and greet with Bunny. Because she has a huge podcast.
She does.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, listen, if people are willing to spend $500 to meet you, make your money. I mean, God bless her.
That's right.
So Jelly Roll is really big on doing things for the incarcerated population, because you know he spent time in the penitentiary when he was young and everything, and he had a hard life growing up, and he said, you know, people have hope in somebody, and you know, show them love and that sort of thing. So he did one of his appearance things at the Pulaski County Detention Center in Arkansas, Little Rock, the other day. And he took Bunny with him. And then she was talking about how great it was and all of this. Well, I'm thinking, if you've never seen Bunny, she is very Dolly Parton-esque with the look, except kind of more risque dressing and things like that. I mean, she's the huge boobs and cleavage and tight shirts and, you know, blonde hair. Just, yeah. I mean, she's just very, very flamboyant out mm-hmm. there with her sexuality and stuff. Now, if you are in a penitentiary, Riggins, is that gonna make you feel better, or is that gonna frustrate you once she leaves? Because you're locked in there away from the touch of a woman.
Yeah, I think that would just be brutally frustrating.
Well, I saw that, but it was a penitentiary for women.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Still.
So
then the women have to look at Jelly Roll and want some of that.
Well, no, I was thinking that they liked Bunny.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, the ones in the front were hugging her. Like, she said, mm-hmm. I would have hugged everybody if I could. And I was thinking, ooh,
is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, that changes the dynamic, but maybe it doesn't. I mean, I bet they were going nuts when they saw her. Yeah,
they were. Yeah. She looks good. I think she's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she is, you know.
She wasn't dressed risque.
But a lot of times she does.
At the concerts, you know. Yeah. She does. But usually if she's on her podcast or whatever, she's covered up.
And I mean, and she talks about sex a lot. And, she seems to like it.
Oh, she likes it real good?
She tends to like the sex. She seems to. But I have always said, and Riggins, you know this, not only from working with me for so many years, but also idolizing me as a child, listening to me on the radio.
Oh, Lordy.
That I've always said that there's no way that these actors, no matter how good of an actor they are, can have these, not just love scenes, but these explicit, realistic sex scenes mm-hmm. and not get turned on by it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I know you've said that.
So Nicole Kidman comes out yesterday, and in this Baby Girl movie that she's made, or series, or whatever it is, that she, because about her falling for a younger man and all, and her husband in the show is Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
So she's having to do sex scenes with the young man and Antonio Banderas. And she said there was a point in the filming where she said, okay, look, we've got to stop. Everybody get away from me. I can't orgasm anymore.
Oh, hello.
So she's doing these sex scenes that are so intense and so realistic that she's having orgasms. So that's not just acting. That's,
are you sure she wasn't saying, like, I'm acting like I'm having an orgasm? Like she's actually having one. I think she might be acting like she's having one.
Well, why would she say, nobody touch me? Get away from me. Nobody touch me.
She's tired. She's tired of faking it.
No, hold on.
Get on. Tired of faking orgasm.
Oh, yeah, let's don't take that out of context.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Your children are listening, Jody.
I'm talking about Nicole Kidman.
Okay, so let me see.
I watched the trailer for this movie. It looked hot. I mean,
she's in a lot of movies like that. Yeah. Like, she does a lot of movies with scenes.
Here's the quote. There were times when we were shooting where I was like, I don't want to orgasm anymore. Don't come near me. I hate doing this. I don't care if I'm never touched again in my life.
Yeah, I get it, girl.
That's what Keith Urban wants to hear.
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah, that's another thing.
Still
so
acting.
She said, I'm having orgasms.
Yeah.
That's the way it sounds.
Yeah, she's certainly saying, I don't need anybody touching me because I'm having orgasms.
Yeah.
Now,
goodness.
She might be putting it out there as like a PR, like, this is so, you're going to love it so much, so hot.
Yeah.
But she's definitely saying, I'm having real life.
So, is that different than porn?
Is it different than porn?
Other than, you know, showing the act of it, you know, hardcore. But if you're acting and you're doing it on camera, and it's causing you to have orgasms, isn't that the same as doing a porn scene? So can we say that Nicole Kidman is now a porn star?
No.
Let's get right to it. Can we call her a porn star? She's having orgasms on camera.
Oh, I've seen Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, I don't. It does seem like softcore porn, if that's the, if, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds like Cinemax, you know, softcore porn.
I was gonna say the HBO and Cinemax versions. For sure.
Nicole Kidman.
Wow.
She does so many movies where she has to do things like that.
I thought it was just those this and then the Eyes Wide Shut when she was married to Tom Cruise.
And Big Little Lies when she
she did a lot of that there.
Yeah.
And he beat her.
Well, hopefully that didn't give her an orgasm.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
And then she did that movie with Zac Efron, but that she wasn't really bad in that.
So say that's your wife, Riggins, and you know she's an actor and that's what she does. I think that's a little farther than just doing a love scene with somebody on screen.
Yeah. And then to go on to say, I don't ever want to be touched again. I'm like, hell, yeah. Hello, over here. I mean, I get it. That would be a tough pill to swallow, right, though, as a husband.
And how easy is it to make her do that? If she just, if somebody touches her.
Yeah.
You know, is it like, you know, once you turn on the valve, then it just floods the place?
Keeps going.
You know? Lord. It's like, what's once you flip the switch.
Yeah.
I have a totally different outlook on this whole thing.
Yeah, because you don't want to think of her as being basically a porn actress.
But I don't think she means that for Keith Urban either.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I think, she just means all you other men that I'm working with here, all of my coworkers.
But I don't think she's actually having orgasms either.
What if I said that? What if I came in here and I said, Riggins, Rob, I'm so tired of y'all making me orgasm. Just give me a break. Just stay. Don't touch me for a while.
Yeah.
Because when you touch me, it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's tired of faking it.
Y'all call the damn law.
Yeah, well, no, I'd be proud. But
no, Joe, she's not faking it. She's just...
Okay.
Why are you saying... Why do you want to believe that she's not saying that she actually did that?
I just don't think she's that turned on by all the cameras in her face and the acting going on. And
she's foreign.
She has to... But yeah. She has to act like she's having one. So I think that's what she's meaning.
It's method acting.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think she's full on having one. Sorry.
Let's call her.
Okay. Let's do.
I guarantee you she's saying that she had bunch of them.
Kudos to her. I mean.
Just all day.
I mean, poor thing.
Exhausted.
But what if this is a guy actor? And he's saying the same thing. All you women, I can't be doing any more sex scenes with you. I'm done. Get away from me. You've been making me orgasm too much on screen.
He's just chugging Gatorade.
Then would you say, I don't think he really meant he was actually doing it. You'd be like, piece of shit.
Gross, call the police. I mean, that would be, you could arrest that guy. We've got a guy on set. He won't stop orgasm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He won't allow the ladies to touch him, even when they're, you know, the caterers handing him a napkin.
Is it frowned upon in the regular movies, like if he gets, difficult?
Yeah. Yeah, they always talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what is he supposed to do? It's supposed to be sexy.
After all those years with Keith Urban, I bet a stack of pancakes will give you an orgasm. I mean, there's nothing sexual about Keith Urban. I don't get it. I don't see what women like in him.
I love him.
You can play the hell out of the guitar.
Yeah, but do you love him and think that he's hot or sexy or anything?
I don't think
or you love
hot,
him because he's sweet?
But I think he's a nice looking man. Yeah. And I think the fact that he's sweet makes him even, more good looking. Yeah, I think he's a kind person.
And they're both from that same foreign land, so maybe they're okay with it. They're in their home country / continent.
Yeah. Well, she's never said this about Keith Urban, but this young Netflix actor is giving her the 7 and 10 split, and she can't stop orgasm.
And the Latino heat known as Antonio Banderas.
Sure.
That's what I want to ask her, is like, which one of them doing scenes with?
Antonio.
Yeah. Did it for her the most.
You have to assume it's Antonio.
Yeah, I would think so too. Yeah, he's experienced. He's the Latin heat.
Oh,
he's puss in boots, for God's sake.
You're that guy. Man, that trailer's crazy. That young guy, he's like, she's the CEO of this company. He's like the young intern. Yeah. But he's like sticking his fingers in her mouth. And I mean, it's graphic, but not in a graphic way. I don't know.
Not in a hardcore kind of way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's aggressive. He's like, get down on the ground and,
Ew.
Yeah, it's wild. I think women are going to like it, but.
It's like
whores.
Maybe whores.
Only whores will like it. Just like that 50 Shades.
Yeah. Did that woman ever have orgasms in 50 Shades of Grey? Did she ever say anything about having orgasms? Dakota Johnson?
I never even saw that movie.
For real?
Mm-mm,
and Jody still says that I was weird because I went and saw it by myself.
Yeah, creepo. That was weird.
But it was a radio thing.
Yeah, but everybody in the theater doesn't know that.
Right.
I don't.
You're saying they didn't recognize him in that movie theater?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. That's true.
Well.
That was weird.
I was wearing a mask.
Like, if I was in there with a bunch of girlfriends and saw that, ugh.
A big fedora pulled down.
Jeez.
And a raincoat.
Yeah. What was creepier, TJ going to see 50 Shades of Grey or Rob going by himself to go and see, like, Moana 2 by himself or whatever he saw recently?
Okay.
I'm going with Rob at a kid's movie.
Well, no. Creepy on 50 Shades. Weirdo on that
just a child peculiar
maybe.
Yeah,
Moana 2's not out yet, so I don't
whatever
know
that kids movie was.
Yeah, Moana 2 is the one that Lindsay said she's gonna try to bribe Jody to take her little girl to see because she can't do another Moana.
Oh yeah, remember? Yeah, she wanted me, she asked that. Me yeah. to at first.
Oh right.
And you were like, what?
No.
Oh gosh,
did you do that?
He hates kids. He'll leave her
no.
there.
No, I'll take her.
I do want to see Moana 2 though.
Yeah.
Hmm. You won't go with it?
No, I don't think so. I think that would be even worse.
Why?
For me.
You might cry or not.
Well, you know he'll cry. Yeah. Plus, he has to go see it in Super IMAX or whatever it is.
He travels out of state to go see it in this one theater. It's like, it's a whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
But
what are you going to do?
Believe me, the reason that I went and saw that stupid 50 Shades of Grey is because of losing a bet kind of thing on the air. Yeah,
that's true.
That's the last thing I would have wanted to see. But I did get some good observations out of it that women act ridiculous.
Yeah.
Standing in the lobby and all dressed up, going to the movie in the middle of the day with their friends. Like,
it's like that Magic Mike thing. Did you go see that?
And same thing.
Women freaking out.
Oh, I didn't go see it, but I saw them. I was going to another movie. Because, I mean, it was sold out. I mean,
I didn't see either one.
No. But, I mean, every woman in town who wanted to get out and act like a darned old whore was in there for Magic Mike and 50 Shades.
And there you were, the lone creeper, watching them all.
Mm-hmm. But the joke's on them, because I was making fun of them more than they were making fun of me.
You know, they're going, you see that weird guy in the back with the fedora?
And the raincoat, the t-shirt that says who farted.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.